When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, folks, welcome back to Kranz's Corner. It's time for Zach and the Nose. It's week 15 of the NFL season. I can't believe we're at week 15 of the NFL season at this point. But if it's week 15 of the NFL season, that means it's week 15 of the fantasy season, which means it's playoff time in fantasy football. If you start in week 16 or 17, you're in that last week beforehand. But most leagues at this point, welcome to the playoffs. If you have a bye, good for you. And if you don't, you're struggling with that 8 seed or 10 seed, whatever it is, welcome to money time. This is the time you survive and advance. That is Nose's strategy going forward. Now, with that said, it is Zach in the Nose. So I got to bring in my partner in crime as I do every single week. He is the Nose at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Nosey, welcome to the playoffs.
That's it. You know, you brought up a point. If you're struggling to get in, no. If you're in the playoffs right now, let's be very clear. You're in the tournament, and as good as anybody else could win. All right, that's the bottom line. So what we're going to do on the show today is we're going to get your lineups ready for that big, big moment. Because look, we'll talk about it. Last week, who was the Nose pick of the week last week? Can you pronounce his name?
Garendo.
Right, we turned him to the Garendo. Right. Isaac Garendo comes out, doesn't even play basically the fourth quarter due to an ankle sprain, but pops a touchdown, pops over 100 yards, and was a monster contributor for teams that I have personally that got you into the fantasy playoffs. Did we know who Isaac Garendo was, you know, 3-4 weeks ago? Some of you super nerds like myself, maybe a little bit, but no, you know, you had Jordan Mason above that, and then you obviously had C-Mac there. So my point is, it is a fresh start. For those who didn't make the playoffs, you're probably not listening. If you are, we thank you, and we hope we can entertain you. Right. But if you're in the playoffs right now, the bottom line is this. It's anyone's game, and you could go get it. And I'm excited for it, man. Yep. Zach, this season, we always talk about the players that get you right now from week 15 to week 17 in a championship. And the guy that I love always bringing up, which is such a random name, but if you guys remember, and see how old school some of you are, Doug Baldwin of the Seattle Seahawks, about 6-7 years ago, out of nowhere, good player, not great, but out of nowhere, in the 3 playoff weeks, put up weeks like Jamar Chase is doing right now, and he was the reason why you got in. Again, what I'm trying to pump you up right now is it doesn't matter if you're playing a team that in your stupid rankings have you at a 75% chance of losing. It don't matter. Let's put in our best lineups, and let's fight because you might always just have a Josh Allen popping you a 60 out of nowhere. Right. So let's ride.
Let's do it. I'm excited for it. Let's go over a little bit of last week, including like the person we have mentioned a couple times on here, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
342 yards passing, 3 touchdowns in the air. And then I'll tell you what, I could have given you these stats for a running back and you'd be like, wow, what a game. 10 rushes, 82 yards, and 3 touchdowns. My man put up 450-plus yards and 6 touchdowns. If he's not the MVP this season, I just don't understand it. But he's the MVP of fantasy no matter what. What a game right before the playoffs to either get you in or knock you out if you were playing against him. Holy moly knows. What a week.
Oh, man. He got me in. And I don't need to get into the logistics of my league, but let me tell you something. I needed a monster game, and it was delivered by Josh Allen, amongst others like an Isaac Grando. But, yeah, Josh Allen now pops himself to probably the number 2 quarterback in all of fantasy behind Lamar Jackson, but he is just going up and up. And as the weather gets colder and colder, he just excels. You know, 2 weeks ago, the guy is throwing and running a touchdown in the same play, then backs it up with this game. So, yeah, man, again, more hope that there's a lot of fluky stuff that's going to happen. There's a lot of ups and downs. But if you have yourself a Josh Allen right now, like myself, I'm just trying to have him ride me to that money week and just survive and advance. But Josh Allen owners, that's why you draft him as that consistent guy. He's done it year in and year out.
Next 3 guys on the points list from last week, 3 wide receivers, 2 definite notable names, and then 1 you might have him on your team. Maybe you didn't start him. Hopefully you did last week. Ja'Marr Chase has just been as solid as there can be as a wide receiver from beginning to end this season. He's been incredible, totally incredible. 177 yards, 2 touchdowns. The number I like to look at each week is targets. He had 18 targets, 14 catches. Puka Nacua, I mean, an unbelievable game from him too. 12 catches, 162 yards and a touchdown, 14 targets on the day for him. And also, by the way, he had 16 yards rushing with a rushing touchdown. And then Jordan Addison, 12 targets, 8 catches, 133 yards and 3 touchdowns. Man, oh man, that was a nice showing from those 3 guys going into the playoff week as well.
Yeah, the first 2 guys are no-brainers. Right. They're first-round draft picks in your fantasy, or Nakua's early second. It's really the Jordan Addison show. And let me tell you something. Over the last month plus, he has proven himself to be doing around 23.5 fantasy points per week. So a lot of people have been flirting, do I start him or do I not start him? Now it's like, I have to start him. And you do. He's that good. Now, of course, that poo day, you know, game could come from him, because at the end of the day, he is the wide receiver 2 on that team, that with Justin Jefferson, the top 3 overall player in his position easily. But that being said, my advice is simple. You got to start Jordan Addison in your fantasy playoffs. You have to get him into your wide receiver 3 or your flex. Non-negotiable. Start him.
A couple other names on this list are notables. Like you said, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Isaac Guerrero. We talked about him as well. 2 names I want to bring up. That if you had him in your lineup last week, starting him or as a backup and you brought him in, Zach Charbonnet, what a game from him, 134 yards, 2 touchdowns, and then 7 catches for 59 yards, PPR leagues. Wow, what a night from him. And just like we always thought, Sam Darnold, 347 yards and 5 touchdowns. Talk about those 2 real quickly before we move on.
Well, here we are. It's playoffs, right? My fear always with Sam Darnold is, you know, I start him, do I start him? And then all of a sudden in the playoffs, he puts up a Sam Darnold type of performance that we've been used to since drafted out of the Jets or with the 49ers. When's that coming? It might not be coming. He's actually the real deal, and he's got the talent around him. So, you know, it's hard for me to start a Sam Darnold in a 1 quarterback league still. There's so many impactful players. Like, am I starting a Darnold over a Jaden Daniels? No, I am not. Mm. A Jalen Hurts? No, I am not. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. You know, here we go. I'm spewing them off. We'll discuss that. You know, if you have any questions, you could always ask the show. But Sam Darnold as a super flex or second quarterback is beautiful.
Right. It's unbelievable. Absolutely.
And then the Chardonnay.
Chardonnay, right.
Fine wine. It's just opportunity, man. He had the opportunity, and that game flow was run the ball, and he ran the ball. Now, with Kenny Walker comes back, and we don't know his status as of this show right now, then that Chardonnay is not a starter. Then they're going to equal each other out. So, again, let's wait on those reports. But if it's just the Chardonnay show, absolutely got to get him into your lineup. It's a guy that is going to get a ton of touches in a game right now where getting your running back touches is not the easiest thing to do.
All right. So that's your kind of top guys from last week going into the playoffs or first week of the playoffs here in general. We'll talk about the schedule right now of what's going on NFL-wise starting Thursday up until Monday night. By the way, doubleheader on Monday night. We'll get to that in just a second. And then we'll get the nose pick of the week going into the playoffs, the much anticipated nose pick of the week as we've been doing lately. Nose been on fire lately with his nose picks of the week, so we'll get to that as well. Let's start with Thursday night, the Rams in San Francisco. I think the question here is the health of Guerrero as we're taping here on a Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon. We do not know the status yet. But man, oh man, what a week to have him in your lineup last week. It helped so many people. LA as well. The Rams got a lot of guys on that team as well. Let's talk about what you like and not like here. Los Angeles, San Francisco, Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, you're like ripping the Band-Aid off right now, Zach, because this is one of the hardest decisions we're going to make all year. Right. And hopefully it'll be an easier decision based on the report. Listen, Guerrero right now is the only running back in a running back focused offense. You saw what he did. You know, by the end of the first half, the guy's got two catches for 50 yards. After the, you know, by the time the game was over, touchdown, 120 plus yards. This is huge numbers, huge stats. And the Rams defense is susceptible to this type of beating. That being said, you can't make any risks. If he's a game time decision, one little hit, you got Isaac Rendo out early, walk into that locker room,
right,
and your fantasy playoffs are screwed. So we have to be extremely cautious. It needs to be to start him an absolute, he full-blown go, he feels great, and he's going to get the workload in San Francisco. That's the report we need to hear to start him. Look, he's still a guy that's named Isaac Guerrero, who we didn't even know who he was a few weeks ago. So we can't get so crazy excited about him. But you know what happened once Jordan Mason was the guy there. He was very good. The starting running back for San Francisco should be good. That being said, I'm not starting anybody else besides Guerrero there. I'd rather wait. Thursday night games could be sloppy. You don't want to start your fantasy season with a huge dud. So we're going to have to wait for the decisions. But if he's a full-blown go and feels great, and you're watching it with your own eyes before the game and you're looking for it, because this is the playoffs, now we got to start really paying attention.
That's right.
How's the weather there? All of these things lead up to a decision where do you start Guerrero or not? And, you know, well, no. We'll just know. I'm just looking where they are. So they are in San Francisco. It could be cold and nasty, windy, et cetera. Keep an eye out on all of it. But right now, I would lean towards not starting him unless he was a full-blown green light.
Right. You need to get that report at that time. By the way, 59 degrees, clouds and sunshine Sunday.
Gorgeous.
Well, we need Thursday's thing, not Sunday. 60 degrees. Ooh, wait a minute. I read that wrong as it was a Sunday game. It is not. It's Thursday. Clouds and a break of sun, breezy with a passing shower or two. 60 degrees, 47 the low.
Football weather. Night. No differential there.
Right.
Just we can't go in with a sprained ankle of Isaac Guerrero. That's
right.
It.
Right.
We have to know that he is great. He needs to practice today. And by the time maybe this airs, there'll be more information. But we need to make sure he is a full-blown go. All right. We've talked about him enough.
All right, let's go. Let's move on to Sunday slate of games. The 1 o'clockers, there looks to be seven 1 o'clock games on Sunday. Let's start with Kansas City at Cleveland. What do you like? What do you not like here? This is an interesting one.
Kansas City at Cleveland, it feels like a very cold game. Very cold. Look, I don't like Nick Chubb. I'll say that right now. And this is one of those very tricky offenses. But we're starting Jerry Jeudy. We are. He's done it now consecutive weeks. Jerry Jeudy is a good guy to start. Nick Chubb, if you have to, although I don't like the start. I like Chris Jones really locking down that defensive line there. And then the other side of it, man, look, it's really a hard team to make a read on right now. Kansas City, from a fantasy point of view, is not putting up big fantasy numbers. Right now, Pacheco and Kareem Hunt are equaling themselves out. One of them has to really take that step forward, and that would be Pacheco, and he's got to score touchdowns to make that happen. I don't like either of them yet. I don't. It's going to get colder, and they're going to run the ball more, but I still don't know how that usage is going to be looked at, okay? And also on third downs, neither of Hunt and or Pacheco are in the game. So that's just a situation I'm staying away from. DeAndre Hopkins is the only wide receiver that I'm entertaining starting, and he also – he maxes out at like 5 to 6 catches for 75 to 80 yards and hopefully a touchdown.
Right.
That's a flex play at best. And then obviously Kelce, you're starting likely as your starting tight end. Other than that, man, this game could be very cold. It could be very bitter. It could be very ugly and not a big offensive stat. So just be cautious that Pat Mahomes of the last few years, it hasn't been him. And be cautious of who you start on the wide receiver core of Kansas City.
High of 47, low 41, possible showers here and there during that game. So there you go, right there. Going to be cold and windy and ugly. Right. Okay, Cincinnati at Tennessee. What do you not like and what do you like here? I know that you like that Cincinnati offense. Good God almighty.
Man, what's more crazy is that the defense is just so horrifying because they're putting up like big numbers. Joe Burrow is having a career year. And they are, 5-8? It's really...
they're bad, right?
Whatever their record is. So, look, Jamar Chase is the show. Chase Brown's phenomenal. I love him. T. Higgins is the guy that you have to say to yourself, do I start him or not? He's super inconsistent. The talent is there. That depends on your lineup. I have no problem with you putting him in the game. So you start all your Bengals. But on the other side, you're like, man, this is a really bad defense. Tony Pollard... totally startable, good start even, if you would, for Tennessee. Other than that, it's the playoffs, and I just can't trust Calvin Ridley right now. Too many games where he does nothing. So for me, it's Tony Pollard or bust, and then obviously start your Bengals.
All right. Washington at New Orleans from the Superdome in New Orleans. What do you like? What do you not like there?
Love Brian Robinson Jr. Love Jaden Daniels. Love Matt, Scary Terry. Love all those guys. Started them all year. They're all top tier type of players. Keep them going. On the other side of it, we have ourselves a Derek Carr being out. That is a – and Taysom Hill is out. And they don't really have much wide receiver play. So okay. Just like in weeks past, we've been discussing it, the only player we like is Alvin Kamara, who's been very consistently average over the last month and a half. He started out really hot. But he is still your starting running back, hopefully an RB2, and you start him. That's it.
The Baltimore Ravens take their talents to MetLife Stadium and play the New York Football Giants. What do you like and not like here?
I do not like any Giants. I'm now off of the Neighbors train, and that's got nothing to do with you, Neighbors. That's got to do with just the absolutely horrific offensive juggernaut that you call the Giants. Drew Lock ain't getting anybody the ball. Tommy DeVito ain't getting anybody the ball. Their running back situation of Tracy and Singletary is disgusting. I like nobody on that side of the ball. And then who are they playing? You got
Baltimore. You got the Ravens.
You start everybody. Right. Lamar Jackson. You start Mark Andrews. You start Derrick Henry. And you start Zay Flowers. Nobody else. Deontay Johnson's been a really weird situation there. He hasn't even gotten it on the field. And Bateman is too inconsistent, so I'm not giving him a go. But other than that, this is not the time to mess around. We always talk about it, Zach, right?
Right.
Do get what got you there. Do not get too pretty. Right. Now, there's some moves like an Isaac Garendo type of situation that you got to start.
Different story, right.
Different story, but we have to be very smart and not overthink in the playoffs.
Right. It's not the time to get cute now. It was the time to get cute 4 or 5 weeks ago when you're trying something out because it wasn't working. Now you're in the playoffs. Whatever got you there, stick with it. I'm with you on that one.
That was like poetry. That was beautifully said by you.
You know, because that's my whole mantra this whole year. I am literally hanging on by a thread. My playoffs don't start till next week. I'm hanging on by a thread in every one of my leagues trying to get in at this point. But we got work. We got, and that's all that matters.
Is there a road?
Right. There's a road. Right. And there's a light at the end of the road. Look, I can see the light. It's there somewhere. It's there. I just got to win this week, and that's it. Jets at Jacksonville. One of the worst games of the week on the schedule. Outside of another one we'll go over next, too. But Jets at Jacksonville, what do you like and not like here?
That's a really, really, really interesting one because my gut, just in my belly right here, is telling me that the Jets are going to put up points. That's what my gut says. Okay. You got no weather situation. It's in Jacksonville. Jacksonville's defense is terrible. Aaron Rodgers isn't playing for this year, but he may be playing to say to another team, I still got it. Okay. Right. So for me, Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson are starts. Now, the running back situation, a whole different story altogether. If Breece Hall is out, then there's Brandon Allen and some dude named Davis that we got to see against the Dolphins score a touchdown. Not starting either of them. Don't trust that. But you drafted Devontae, you drafted Garrett Wilson, and those guys you should be keeping in your lineups until they give up, and hopefully they don't give up. Davante Adams had a lovely game, and Garrett Wilson had some great catches as well. So those are the guys I'm starting. On the reverse side of this, man, it's tough. But ETN, if you have to, is the only startable guy for me for Jacksonville. I don't trust Brian Thomas at this point. I don't trust that offense. It's ugly. So I would limit. I would try to start nobody on Jacksonville, to be honest with you. And yes, the Jets are susceptible to giving up points. But again, it's the playoffs, and it's just too risky right now to put in one of those guys. ETN could easily have under 5 points, and so could Brian Thomas. You know, it depends. Do they find the end zone or not? You know, right. That's the risk that you have to figure out based on your lineup and your roster.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you have to worry about this week. Dallas Cowboys at the Carolina Panthers. What do you not like? What do you love here?
Dowdle and Lamb. You have Dowdle after last week's game, full-blown permission to start.
Yep.
CD Lamb is definitely in. Other than that, I can't recommend a Cavender Twins boyfriend or anything like that. You know, Ferguson, he's no good. That offense is just obviously beaten up, but they are getting CD the ball somehow. So they're smart enough to just be like, we're going to load him up with it. And right. then, you know, so for the Cowboys on that end, that's all I got. Who we got on the other side?
Cowboys are at Carolina.
Chubba Hubba. Got to put him in. So right. usage volume. He's gotten you this far, everybody, right? That's where it's like not getting too cute. He has the game of bust in him, but right now, the backup Brooks, the rookie out of Texas, torn ACL.
God.
So you got Hubba Bubba. It's his show. Give him the ball and let him go. Other than that, the only sneaky one, if you're really thin and you got in because God bless you got in, Adam Thielen had 9 catches for 109 yards last week. He had the target share. I'm not sold on Bryce Young. Let's not go there. But he's throwing consistently to number 19. So if you have to put Thielen in, I'm okay with it.
Yep, not bad. All right, last 1 o'clock game, a little bit of a homer game here. The Miami Dolphins heading to Houston to NRG Stadium. What do you like and not like here?
I love your Miami Dolphins. I love them all. It sucks that one or two of these guys is going to have a bad game. It's likely going to be Waddle.
Right.
But Waddle's the
guy. And he's played good lately. Waddle's played good lately. Last couple weeks.
Is he getting in the end zone lately?
No, he has not. No.
Okay, so this is a game based on touchdowns, as you know, fantasy. Tyreek Hill, check. Wait up. You know, you brushed by him earlier.
I did.
He didn't deserve a brush by.
No, he did. He had a good game. I want to bring it up. You're right. I'm sorry, Tyreek. I apologize. 10 catches, 115 yards and a touchdown, 14 targets. That's what I saw every single week from him last season. It's nice to see it back here. You're right. I apologize, Rick. And congratulations on your new baby.
He's been terrible, fantasy purposes-wise. I love that guy. Guys, if anybody loves Tyreek Hill and his crazy antics, it's me.
It's you. Right.
I got my daughter, who's 7 years old, obsessed with him. I love him. Probably not the best idea. Probably horrible parenting. But we are here because we love Tyreek Speed, and we love him. And I had him as the number 2 overall pick. And if you somehow coasted or got there, that was a huge week for me to get me into the playoffs. So we're going to continue that momentum. But the guy who I think I'm making a prediction, I almost wanted to make him the nose pick of the week, but I didn't. But I'm going out. Remember where this moment is on the show so we can cue it up for next week.
Okay.
Devon Achane's going to break one.
Ooh,
he's going to break the line. And he owes his fantasy owners a 40-plus yard touchdown. He owes it. And I'm calling it out. It's in a dome. This is where he could be even quicker. So for me, for your Dolphin fans, you know, look, crazy about the Dolphins. Janu Smith had 0 fantasy until the overtime.
Was killing me. killing me softly, that guy.
And all of a sudden, the guy's got like 15 fantasy before you could blink an eye.
Right, right.
Just like the overtime, you know, so everyone's scoring systems.
They ran the same play twice, literally the exact same play two times in a row, and it worked. Yeah, and then it,
twice.
And then,
so for me,
catches Smith, the touchdown, yeah, right.
Start all of them. Look, even at Tua as your super flex, I like it. Houston's defense, if they don't get to Tua, there's an opportunity there for the Dolphins to have a big game. On the flip side, you're starting the guys that got you there. You're Joe Mixon, phenomenal all year. Nico Collins, you know, no doubt about it. C.J. Stroud, off year for him. But we'll sidebar that for another time. He started out so hot, and he really tapered off. But that's because Nico got hurt. I'm not starting a Tank Dell, though, for example. He has not proven himself to be a starter.
All right, 5:04 matchups, all at 4:25, which is usually weird. It's normally there's a couple at least at 4:05.
Well, no bye weeks, so we have a lot of games to go over.
We do. We got a lot. We got five matchups here in the 4:00 slate. We'll start with the first one, Indy at Denver. From Denver, what do you like? What do you not like there?
It's a brutal start for AR and for the Colts. Denver's defense at home in what should be a bitter cold game is a very tough situation for the
56
Colts.
Is the high, 31's the low, sun and some clouds,
great football weather,
right?
Ultimately though, as much AR is this, just he can't get a receiver to have consistency in the fantasy points. One of the biggest busts, which we highly didn't, we said do not draft, one of the top do not drafts was Michael Pittman Jr.,
right?
Because we don't believe AR on a consistent basis can get him the ball. Now, if you have AR and you're in a super flex or a two quarterback league, I love him as a second quarterback because I have him getting 60 plus yards and a rushing touchdown. And anything after that's a bit of a bonus. But other than that, it's just Jonathan Taylor only that I'm highly recommending. Not highly. He's been very average, but you're starting Jonathan Taylor. On the other side, Cortland Sutton, you're in the game. All right? You're in your lineup. And Bo Nix in that second quarterback situation. Other than that, I don't trust the running back situation at all. And so the only players I'm going with are Cortland Sutton and maybe Bo Nix in a super flex or two quarterback league.
Has Bo Nix come close to that one quarterback league start for you, 12 teams? Is he close?
He's on the 11th and 12th close, okay. Yes.
Right.
And you can make arguments for him in that situation. But as of right now, with a lot of the teams that are in the playoffs, most likely Bo Nix is not going to be your starting solo quarterback. That's my guess. But 11th and 12th in that range. He's getting there. He's very exciting. We're going to really talk about that team next year, but we're focused on the playoffs for now.
All right, two more decent games and then two super games in the 4:00 slate. Let's start with the decent games. New England at Arizona. Who do you like and not like there?
Look,
is anyone startable in New England? Can I ask
you? I got you. If you have to start Stevenson, he's the only player I recommend on the Patriots. And he is a volume player that you hope falls and gets that touchdown on that 2 to 3 yard or 1 yard plunge. That's it. That's it. I don't trust anybody else. DeMario Douglas, too high, too low. Nobody else there. The tight end, all of it is super inconsistent, and I'm not doing it. So I'm asking you not to do it.
Right.
On the other side of it, another really hard call is this Arizona offense has been just inconsistent. The one true consistent piece has been Trey McBride.
Right.
He's your must-start tight end. If you're starting Terminator Connor at running back, I'm okay with it. And I'm still I'm personally starting Maserati Marvin in the playoffs. I am. So for me, those are the players I'm not going with anybody else beside that. I'm not getting a Michael Wilson who's had a touchdown last week. It's too risky for me. So you just start the big dogs, McBride, Maserati, and maybe Connor. And Kyler Murray, of course.
If right. He's your appetizer 4:00 game before the two big ones. Tampa Bay at the Chargers. Who do you like and not like there?
A tough matchup for Tampa. Chargers defense is awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm starting Baker as my, you know, look, Baker's the top five quarterback. And now we're in week 15, 16?
Yeah,
we're in
15.
16, sorry.
Are we 15 or 16? We're in 15.
Week 15.
Yeah.
My bad. Now in week 15. And Baker Mayfield is probably the fourth quarterback in every single league, maybe the third. My point is the sample size ain't no sample anymore. So if he's your guy, I'm starting him. He is just throwing the ball. He's consistent. Right now, though, the big situation there, what you want to get into is the running back situation. Rashad White has a huge week because Bucky goes out and gets hurt early in that game. Let's see what that looks like. I'll be very clear. If Bucky Irving is out of the game, Rashad White's a nice start. It's a nice plug. He's a guy who's going to get you fantasy points. On the flip side, man, it is impossible for me to give you a thumbs up on anybody besides a full-blown Lade McConkey, who went inactive late last week. Nobody else I like on this offense. This is a Harbaugh offense that's running the ball with three different running backs, and they're throwing the ball a lot less, and there's not one consistent pass catcher there besides Lade McConkey that I would trust in the fantasy playoffs.
All right, that's a good one. All right, two massive matchups in the 4 o'clock slate. Let's start with Pittsburgh at Philly from the Link in Philadelphia. What do you like here? Outside of a hopefully a really good game, what do you like fantasy-wise?
It's going to be one of those drag, tag them type of games. If you've got to start Najee, if you've been starting Najee Harris all year, great. If Pickens comes back and plays, I start him. That's it on that one side. And look, the Philadelphia Eagles have turned into just a very, very run-heavy offense with the best running back in the game. When does A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith take it to that next level? Look, if you've come this far and you start them week in and week out, I am not recommending you bench them. I got a very good feeling about A.J. Brown this week. This is going to be the A.J. Brown week.
But at the
end of the day, Hurts, start. Barkley, start. Brown, start. Look, if you have better options than Devonta Smith, then you got to look into those. But if he's the best option for you, start him. My feeling and gut is the Eagles need to know that they got to be able to throw the ball down the field in big moments. This is a tough defense, but at the end of the day, start your Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, in the big matchup of the weekend, I think, forget about just in the 4 o'clock slate, possible Super Bowl preview, the Buffalo Bills head to Ford Field in Detroit to take on the Lions. This is a must-watch game, but fantasy-wise, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, a lot of people watching that game with fantasy implications deep into the Sunday of the first round of the playoffs is awesome.
Right.
Okay. It's awesome. You're starting Josh Allen, even though James Cook's had a little bit of a rougher last few weeks because it's just been Josh Allen. I am starting him. Okay. Outside of that, anybody else you start on Buffalo is start at your own risk. One game it's Shakir. Next it's Curtis Samuel. Next it's Amari Cooper. So it's really all of them, including Amari Cooper, is start at your own risk. Look, they're going to have to score points because we know Detroit's going to score.
Right.
So if you are going out and saying, F it, I'm starting Shakir or I'm starting Cooper, I'm okay with it. Just know there is a risk involved in that. But look, Detroit's defense is banged up and Buffalo could score. So if you want the action, I got no problem with it. On the other side of the ball, start everybody.
Right.
Maybe not Tim Patrick. Look, okay. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you're starting. Jameis Williams, you're starting. Monty, you're starting. Gibbs, you're starting. Laporta, you probably have to start.
Right.
I mean, unless you got like a Jonnu Smith, and I understand, then you bench him. But, there's going to be one or two guys that are not going to get those marquee numbers because there's X amount of numbers you got to get in the game. And those two running backs get theirs. So there's always going to be that outlier. Can't tell who it is week in and week out. Just hope it's not your guy. Start your Detroit Lions. This is going to be an awesome football game, and the NFL is going to flex big time.
32 teams in the NFL, 31 teams. You do not start two running backs. Detroit, you start both. Like it's just an interesting stat that I was thinking of. Like, what other team in the NFL right now would you start two running backs? The only other team that possibly, and this is going back to last season, would have been the Dolphins with Achane and Mostert, maybe. But these two guys in Detroit, I mean, you're right. Every single week, I feel like both guys get in the end zone. Both guys have one guy has five or six catches. The other guy has 88 to 100 yards rushing. It's really interesting, this Detroit. It's amazing what Detroit has done. That's basically what it comes down to. Amazing what they've done.
And if there's a video, you might see like a little tear coming down my eye because I'm blown away that you came up with that, okay? You sometimes just embarrass me and you on this show. Like, some say some of the stupidest stuff I've ever heard. But what did you just do bringing back Mostert and A-Chain from last season?
Right.
Because that is the only one. There's nobody else. Like,
nobody.
If you're starting Najee Harris and Jalen Warren, you're dead. You know, like, you're not starting any two running backs besides Gibbs and Montgomery,
right,
which was the exact same scenario. Exact same scenario as last year. A-Chain being Gibbs.
Right.
And Monty being Mostert. Well done by you.
Yep, sometimes.
Happens right there. Are you okay?
I'm. You know what? I'm thinking clearly. We're in the playoffs. This is what happens when you get to the playoffs.
I don't like it when you think clearly. I like to make fun of you.
Listen, I could still bring up the fact that I don't think Davante Adams is having a good season.
I knew you were going there.
I know. All right, let's go to Sunday Night Football. Live from, I think it's Lumen Field in Seattle. Green Bay heads to Seattle, take on the Seahawks. What do you like and not like here?
This is a tough one. This is a tough one, but it's very easy on one side. Josh Jacobs. He's been great, Zach.
He has been.
Not my biggest guy. I like guys who, you know, break longer touchdowns, but my God, and as the weather's gotten a little colder, football comes a little tougher, a little in more in the trenches, and Josh Jacobs is one of the very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? He's one of the guys I want right now.
Yeah, of course.
He is a marquee player in a lineup right now. So for sure on that end, look, if you're starting Christian Watson, it's at your own risk. He could have, we discussed it. He has to have the big play to be worth anything. Jaden Reed last week, how many points did he get?
Wow. Donuts. I couldn't believe it. I was playing against him. I couldn't believe it.
So if you're a fantasy owner, you're dead scared to start him again. And I agree. Now, can he have the big game? Yeah, he could. But at this point, we're looking for consistency. We're looking for the best bet on the board. After a zero, I think they're going to get him the ball, but he's got the drops lately. Not feeling it. So for me, I'm only really recommending Josh Jacobs on that side of the ball. Now go to the Seattle side. Much harder to analyze. But let's keep it simple. Very simple. If Kenneth Walker is out, Chardonnay is in. If they're both playing, I don't like either of them.
Right.
If they're both in, I would lean Walker, but I don't like it, okay? Right. Because Chardonnay is coming off of that kind of game. What, are they going to stop giving him the ball? No, they won't. On the other side, man, Metcalf and JSN are very hard to read, okay? They are. I would start JSN and I would start Metcalf in this game if I had to. I'm giving you my blessing to start both of them if they're your best options in your lineup.
All right, that's the Thursday and Sunday slate. Let's head on to the doubleheader on Monday. Two snoozers, I think, at this point, considering the fact that we have such great games in that 4 o'clock slate at that point. The Bears at Minnesota in game one, Atlanta at Vegas in game two. Both are started on 8 or 8:30. Let's start with the Bears in Minnesota from U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. What do you like, not like, Bear-wise or Viking-wise?
It's not a sleeper fantasy-wise.
No, okay. A lot of players in this game. Right,
you asked, right. So I can't believe I hate to sound semi like organized or intelligent here, but you brought up a point about the running back situation, the only two running backs you could start on Detroit. Well, how about if you both have Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson on the same team?
Right.
And I do. And I freaking do. What do you do? I can't believe I'm saying it, but based on my lineup, I'm starting the both of them, man.
Wow. Okay.
I am. You're at home. Huge. So you get that nasty Chicago weather, you know, meaning like you're okay at home, but I'm starting both of them, man. In terms of the running back, Aaron Jones is a 50-50 start for me. If you have to start him because it's just your best option, you could do worse. But if there's better options out there, he scares me a bit. Hockenson, same thing, very inconsistent. The balls are being thrown to Jefferson and to Addison, number 18 and number 3. Get those guys in your lineup. And Darnold, we discussed them earlier in the game. On the flip side, man, the Bears are the hardest team to read. We're now in week, as you said, 15, and it is still a hard read. For me, the only guy that I really, really ultimately trust on this offense is DJ Moore. That's it. It's the only one I'm trusting. If you got to start a Keenan Allen and hope for that big two-touchdown game like he gave you in Thanksgiving, okay, fine. You know your risks. If you got to start Swift because he's your best option at running back, okay. But you know the risks are he does not score touchdowns, and I'm not starting Caleb Williams in any situation. They need a whole type of coaching carousel to get that offense clicking. But right now, it's not clicking, and I don't trust it. Yep. And by the way, to not throw gas on that, but Minnesota with Brian Flores is probably one of the top three defenses in the league. So I don't want to be starting anybody Chicago on the road. Hint, hint, if you have Minnesota's defense, that to me is a must start.
Right. Brian Flores, future New York Jet head coach. My prediction here on the Zach and the Nose show.
You got the Jets?
I got the Jets hiring Brian Flores.
I feel
like
the Bears, but let's keep going.
Oh, you know what? That in the division two? Ooh, that'd be nasty.
So maybe they he amps them up a little harder going against the team that they want to. All right, we'll see.
Well, that's the whole point of why I think he's going to the Jets.
Until he sues the NFL. But all right, next.
Right. Who's hiring him? Right. Okay. Let's go to the last one. Atlanta at Vegas. From Vegas, 8:30, last start, fantasy week one playoffs. What do you like? What do you not like there? By the way, Atlanta's offense on paper, the most fun, I think, to watch on paper. And then they actually play the game, and it's the most boring offense I've ever seen. Go ahead. Keep going.
Man, you are clear. We got to work on you.
I know.
We got to get you, you know, got to come over to the garage and clear, you know, get that mind completely fogged out, okay? Right. All right, so let's get this thing down. Atlanta, you nailed it. You nailed it. Best team on paper.
Right.
What happens? You know, God, if that guy, Matthew Perry, Barry Perry, whatever, one's dead, one's the NBC guy, couldn't have given Drake London more stroking, right?
Right.
And he's been massively inconsistent. But you're starting Drake London. You're starting Bijan Robinson. And that's it.
That's it.
And I am not starting Kyle Pitts. No way.
I'm done with Pitts. I love him. You know, I love him. But
we said that last year. We said that the year before.
I know. And I still draft him. I know.
Look, Cousins in a two quarterback league, if the flow of the game, they go down, then yeah, there's a way that he throws a lot of second half dirty points. But overall, I'm staying focused on Bijan and Drake London. Although, you know, Darnell Mooney, has big games like last week. So it's a really risky start. I'm giving you the only two guys that I would start on that team.
What about Vegas?
One player. B squared. That's it.
All right. There's no one else. There's no one else on that team. Right.
Dear Lord, don't start anybody else.
Right.
Okay. I mean, Brock Bowers is the only player. And I feel bad for him because right now, quarterbacks are going down like crazy over there. We'll see what Aiden O'Connell's bone bruise means. But overall, you no matter who is – dude, I don't care if you're a quarterback. You're starting Brock Bowers.
Right.
And that's it. And that, yeah, it ends with a little bit of an ugly game there. But prior to that, you know, that other game with there's some action there. So
that 4 o'clock slate could be one of the best 4 o'clock slates I've seen in a long time with Buffalo at Detroit, Pittsburgh at Philly, and then even like a Tampa at the Chargers. Like they're really good games in that 4 o'clock slate. So that'll be fun. So that middle of the day or that end of that day on Sunday, middle of the day on Sunday should be a lot of fun. And Sunday night's good too. And then Monday night comes around. It's like, wah, wah. And it's like, that's it. All right, so that's the schedule for this week in the first round of your playoffs or getting into your playoffs for fantasy football. Brings us to the end here of Zach and the Nose, which means it's time for the Nose Pick of the Week. Highly anticipated, award-winning segment we have here. Nosey, I leave it to you. I sit back, I listen, I take notes. The Nose Pick of the Week for the first round of the playoffs in Week 15 is?
Man, we've been on fire. And I ain't slowing down. I ain't slowing down. I don't care. Ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
The bottom line is this is a good running back. But this week he's going to be a great running back. In the game, in New Orleans, on the turf, Brian Robinson Jr. is the Nose Pick of the Week. Because by halftime, my friends, he's going to have a full game of fantasy for you. Forget about the second half. When Brian Robinson is fully healthy and with A.A.R. Ekeler out of the game, okay, you got some guy named Rodriguez as your backup, you're going to get the ball. And let me tell you who cannot stop the run. That's the New Orleans Saints, right. Okay? So this is going to be a ground and pound. They're going to have to really key in on Jaden Daniels as well. And by that being the focal point of the defense, they're just going to run it up that gut. And there's going to be screen passes. And Brian Robinson Jr., whether you're out of fantasy and you want to do a DFS play, whatever it is, get him in your lineup. The Nose Pick of the Week is Brian Robinson Jr.
All right, that's going to do it for us this week on Zach and the Nose. Big one here. Playoff week. Get ready for it. We hopefully got you prepared fully for this. If you have one more week into the playoffs in like one of my leagues, then good luck with everything there. But this is it. Nosy, say goodbye to the people. Wish them luck this first week of the playoffs.
Good luck to all of you. Remember, it is fantasy football. It is for fun. Although I know a lot of you got a lot of money on the line too. I understand that. But what I always say is don't beat up your significant other. Don't throw a brick through your window. Do not get arrested. It is fantasy football. That being said, I have no nails and or cuticles by the end of Sunday. So that's how I do it to myself. Beat yourself up, all right? But let all the loved ones have a day of at least, you know, not getting beaten. So that's the message of the day. Just enjoy yourself. This is what it's all about. Have that rush. But also, come back to us next week in the semis. And let's keep going. That's it. Survive and advance.
Three words of wisdom there from the Nose. All right, so that's going to do it for us. For the Nose, I am Zach. This has been Crantz's Corner Presents. Zach of the Nose, we wish you the best of luck in fantasy this week in your playoffs. Hope you score tons of points. Hope you advance. Hope you survive. Hope you get to the money rounds. It's going to be a lot of fun. Unless somehow you're playing me this week, and I hope your team just literally burns in flames. Dan Day, yes, your team also in the QAM League. You crushed me last week. He's got Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. I was up 50 going into Monday Night Football. I lost by 12. That's right, the big L for me after that night. So everyone else out there, best of luck. And if you're playing me, I hope you score no points and you lose this week. Otherwise, like Nosy said, we'll speak to you next week for the semis, the semifinals, getting into the money weeks here of fantasy football. So for the Nose, I'm Zach. This has been Crantz's Corner Presents Zach and the Nose. We'll speak to you next week for the semis.